And I guess I want to start out by really telling people that between the different courts in the state of Texas, we're a very big state. I asked several different courts in the area, several different regions of the state, and they all have a little bit different idea of how you should proceed when you have to change direction. So, as always, if you have a situation where you filed an application for a muniment title, you filed an airship, or you filed some application, and later on facts come up where you have to change what you're doing, the first person I would contact would be the court. Let them know that, hey, this situation's come up. What do you recommend? I was proposing this course of action. What other requirements do you have? Because I know I'm in Fort Bend County. We have county courts. Harris County has statutory probate courts. They all have a little bit different idea of what you need to do to facilitate getting this estate administered. So today, I've tried to break down, and I've talked to several different attorneys. I have a study group, other people at my firm, as to what problems have you seen? What directions have you had to take whenever you have a change in probate? The most common is you probate a will as a muniment title, and then you have to open up an administration. This happens all the time, and there's ways to avoid it, and there's things you can do to help mitigate the problems. And then also going from an intestate decedent to actually finding a will. This happens frequently as well, where you start down the course, you think that the decedent didn't have a will, and then you find a safe deposit box, or you are cleaning out their house and you find a safe and you find a will in there. And so you have to kind of change directions there as well. And then also going between independent and dependent, dependent to independent, kind of back and forth between the different types of administration. Sometimes you start out dependently, and then you can go to independent, which is the preferable way. So that's another way. Another is guardianship considerations. What happens when a ward dies? What can you do in the guardianship proceeding without having to open up an estate?